Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's girls varsity basketball game, your sportscasters are Kyle Stauffer and Trey Coulier.
Thank you, Eli. I'm Trey Coulier. On my right, Kyle Stauffer. We're here to you tonight for the first of two games here on tonight's doubleheader here in Lowell. First game, girls varsity basketball. Second game starting roughly 7 p.m. Boys varsity basketball. Lowell Red Arrows versus Greenville Yellow Jackets. Kyle, why don't you get us started with the Greenville starting lineups?
Thank you, Trey. Number one, Burgess Mason Gale. Number 10, Annabelle Willite. Number 12, Alex Court. Number 14, Brianna Russell. And number 15, Sophie Clevenger.
And now for your Lowell Red Arrows starting lineups. To get started for the Arrows, number one, senior Grayson Hamilton. Next up for the Arrows, the forward, she's a junior for the Arrows. Number three, Allison Munson. Next up for the Arrows, the guard, she's a sophomore starter for the Arrows. Number four, Taylor Graham. Next up for the Arrows is also going to be another sophomore to finish off this Arrows starting lineup. It's going to be number 22, Madeline Hayes here. And also alongside Madeline Hayes is going to be number 10, RJ Wagaman, another senior for this Arrows team. So down for the tip is going to be Allison Munson. Along across from her is Annabelle Wilhut. As the tip is up and Munson will win it. Goes to Taylor Graham's going to bring it up for the Arrows. Right side, Grayson Hamilton, she's on that right corner. Allison Munson at the right wing now. She's going to dribble around, scanning the floor. Tries to call for Grayson Hamilton to get it. Grayson Hamilton is just going to give it to Graham right away. Graham scanning the floor. Madeline Hayes, left wing, going to drive in. One on three, gives it out. Grayson Hamilton for three. That went off the mark. First shot of the game. Rebound goes to Allison Munson. And then she puts up a shot. That one is blocked, so goes to Clevenger of the Yellow Jackets. Clevenger's going to give it to the right side. That's Alex Court. Court is going to pass it across, covered by RJ Wagaman. That's Brianna Russell. Brianna Russell is just going to give it right back to Court. Court, right wing. She's at the logo now with it covered by the sophomore Taylor Graham. Court's going to dribble around. She's scanning the floor. Greenville playing beyond the arc right now. Lowell playing a 3-2 zone. Court passes it, gets it right back though, and now underneath with it in the paint, that's Clevenger. Clevenger passes it out. 4-3. That is Drew or Burgess Massingale for Greenville. Taylor Graham's going to bring it up to the Arrows, looking to bite back after that Greenville three to start off the game. Graham drives in. She will be fouled as it looked like she got hit in the face a little bit. That was on number 12, Alex Court, her first team first of the night. 6 minutes, 39 seconds to play here in this first quarter in Lowell. Wagaman pump fakes, inbounds it, Madeline Hayes, corner, catch and shoot three. No good, rebound, Taylor Graham, putback shot, gets it to go off the glass, 3-2. Greenville on top after the Taylor Graham putback shot, so bringing it up quickly for Greenville, that's Court. Court has it to Russell. She'll bring it right side. Now gets underneath and is stolen. Tapped away by Allison Munson to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton at the logo. She's going to reset and slow it down for the Arrows. She'll give it to Taylor Graham, the guard. Kind of like the manager for this Lowell whenever they're on offense. Graham's going to give it to Munson in the corner. Now it's RJ Wagaman, Taylor Graham. Grayson Hamilton right corner. She's going to pump fake. Doesn't take it. Gives it back to Taylor Graham on the left wing. Graham looking at the hoop. She'll just give it back to Hamilton, though. Hamilton pump fakes Jabs. That's going to drive in. Right baseline. Dribbling around. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. I'm going to say off Hamilton's foot. So Greenville basketball, 3-2 is your score with 5 minutes, 22 seconds to play, or 52 seconds to play in the first quarter. Court's going to bring it up for Greenville. Once again, bring it right side to Russell. Russell back to Court. It's going to try and go underneath. It's going to get tipped out of bounds after a little wild pass by intended for Sophie Clevenger, so Arrows basketball. Graham will just inbound it to Grayson Hamilton. Right back to Taylor Graham's going to call a play for the offense. Slanger calling in something as well. Madeline Hayes going to go cross court. Gets it from Taylor Graham. Drives in. is going to get trapped at that baseline. She will step out of bounds. Basket falls. It will not count, though, as that toe went out of bounds on the baseline. Greenville gets possession again. They're on top of the arrows by one. 3-2 is your score. 5 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. In the left corner, that's Burgess. Just Massengale trapped. Pass goes wild. RJ Wagaman gets it after good defensive corner trap from the arrows. Wagaman very speedy. Going to bring it up quickly. Wagaman drives in. Grayson Hamilton off the glass. Getting it to fall. 4-3 after Grayson Hamilton with the contested layup for the arrows. Sophie Clevenger's got it. She'll actually give it to Court. Court's got it back to Clevenger. Tapped away, and they'll call a foul. Let's see. That looks like it was on
RJ Wagaman. That's her first, team first as well.
So now a sub for the Yellow Jackets here with 4 or 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Olivia Fanset is going to come into the game. And then catch and shoot three is Brianna Russell from the corner, giving Greenville the lead back 6-4. Taylor Graham's got it for the arrows. Graham's going to look around. She'll give it to Grayson Hamilton. They've been sharing the ball a lot tonight. Grayson Hamilton, top of the wing. Madeline Hayes, she takes a lot of the arrow shot. Pretty good player overall. Is Allison Munson, top of the key three. That one, no good. Rebound goes to the Yellow Jackets. That's Clevenger with it, bringing up right side. Stops a little bit. They thought it was out of bounds. Madeline Hayes tips it. Taylor Graham gets the steal up court. No one around. Taylor Graham's going to take the easy layup. Fast break points for the arrows. All tied up at 6. Here with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Taylor Graham has 4 now. Leads all scoring.
Olivia Fanset left corner is going to get passed underneath to the big Will Height. Will Height's shot no good. Contested by Allison Munson. Gets the rebound. So Taylor Graham's going to bring it off the court now after the Allison Munson rebound. As Kyle said, Taylor Graham's got 4 to the Lowell 6 tonight, looking to make it more. Graham right side, Grayson Hamilton 3, getting it to go. She knew it right away. Left her hand up in the air, 9-6. Arrows on top with 3 minutes 40 seconds to play in the first. Arrows starting off hot. That's like what we like to see. Brianna Russell, but Arrows, they've had struggles starting hot in a lot of these games, Kyle. As now a three-pointer from the right wing is Alex Court. Rebound no good. Rebound goes back to the Yellow Jackets. Brianna Russell driving in. Puts up a one-on-two shot. No good. Keeping it in bounds. Mid-range jumper off the glass is Annabelle Wilhite for Greenville. 9-8 your score. Arrows lead. Taylor Graham's going to bring it just past half court. She'll pass it over right side. Grayson Hamilton finding her hot zone a little bit. She's 1-for-2 from 3 on the night. Back to RJ Wagaman. Taylor Graham, left wing. She'll give it back to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton drives in. Mid-range floater. That one falls for Grayson Hamilton. Give her 2 more.
She's got 7 on the night now. Leads all scoring.
It's Grayson Hamilton looking pretty good, and now it's going to be Alex Court, right side. That's something new we've seen out of the arrows. Maybe a little different game plan, as Grayson Hamilton doesn't usually score much, as Sophie Clevenger will get it inside for Greenville in the paint for 2. 11-10 now as we have a tight one here to begin this game. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Grayson Hamilton in her wing. Grayson Hamilton, Madeline Hayes left side. Taylor Graham has it, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. They'll say Taylor Graham hit it last after it got poked out of her hands. Now sub for Greenville. That's going to be Adeline Walters, who's in the game now.
Checks in for Willite.
As Alex Court will bring it up for Greenville. She'll get it right side, Olivia Fanset. Fanset back to Willite. It's going to be tipped around to the corner now. Mid-range floater getting it to go. Sophie Clevenger giving Greenville the lead once more. 12-11 is your scores. We have multiple lead changes here already. Risen goes to check in for the arrows as Taylor Graham has it right corner. Madeline Hayes drives in, spins. She's searching for someone. Going to give it Taylor Graham. It's actually going to be stolen before it can get to Graham by Fanset. Fanset will give it away. Now it's going to be Court with it. Court's going to give it over to Fanset. Fanset now mid-range jumper off the glass. In and out. No good for Adeline Walters for Greenville. Taylor Graham will bring it up the floor once again for the arrows. Also looking to check in is going to be Olivia Reese for Greenville. Now timeout for Coach Slanger. His team's first timeout, 30 seconds.
As Layla Risden was also set to check in for the Arrows on that.
She's going to look in to check in for Allison Munson after this quick timeout.
And now we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underage sponsors. To start out, our platinum donors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, and Raised Up LLC. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM. And back to the sportscasters.
So, 30-second timeout is over now, as the score currently, if you're just joining us, 12-11, Greenville Yellow Jackets lead us here over the Little Red Arrows here in this little main gym. Our first of two games, boys varsity will be playing later tonight, a little bit after the conclusion of this game, as Taylor Graham's going to have it for the Arrows. Left wing, Madeline Hayes drives in, scanning RJ Wagaman for three. No good. Taylor Graham gets the rebound in the corner. She's going to get underneath to a cutting RJ Wagaman. Wagaman had a nice move and almost going out of bounds. Olivia Fanset tried to steal it, knocks it out, unable to save it, so Arrows retain possession. Graham's going to inbound it wide open. Grayson Hamilton, corner three. That one is good after taking a high bounce. So Grayson Hamilton double figures already, as we're only 7 minutes into this basketball game. 14-12 is your score. Grayson Hamilton's at 10. Alex Court's got it on the left side to Fanset. Fanset back to Court. Court underneath is going to give it to Walters. Walters will go up, fouled on the way up by Madeline Hayes. That was actually on Layla Risden, I think. That was her first, team second.
Just 51.1 left in the first quarter.
As Walters' first free throw is good, so 14-13 is your score. Arrows leading Greenville with 51 seconds to play in the first. Fanset's second of two shots is no good, but offensive rebound goes to the Yellow Jackets. It's going to be in the corner is Fanset. Fanset left side, that's Russell. Russell back to Fanset, back to Russell. Now left wing, now getting an open underneath is Olivia Reese. Reese, ball goes through her hands, almost out of bounds. She's going to save it right into Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton driving in. Layup no good, as it might have gotten tipped. Madeline Hayes in the corner with it. Hayes scanning the floor. She's going to give it to Taylor Graham to reset for the Arrows. There's 20 seconds on the clock. 14-13 is your score in the first quarter. She'll get it. Grayson Hamilton, top of the key, drives in. Taylor Graham, now RJ Wagaman. Left side, Madeline Hayes, pump fakes the three, drives in. Now Layla Risden inside, the layup no good, but she'll go to the line for two after the foul with 7 seconds to play in the first quarter.
The foul on Olivia Reese. That's her first, team second.
So Layla Risden's first shot is good for the Arrows, giving them a 2-point lead now.
The second shot off the right iron.
So 15-13 with 5 seconds to play. Bringing it down the court is Greenville. Alex Court, buzzer beater shot is no good. Off the backboard, off the rim, unable to go. So at the end of this first quarter, your score is 15-13. Arrows lead here in the first game of two tonight.
And at this point, we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. To start out, some of our platinum donors, we have My Hometown Furnishings. And then we have Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Now for our regular WRWW underwriters and sponsors, we have Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, and Lowell Charter Township. Thank you so much for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM or streaming at lowellradio.org. Now with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli. And as we get set for the second quarter, just three Arrows had points in the first quarter. It was Grayson Hamilton who led the charge with 10. Taylor Graham had 4, and then Layla Risden hit one of her two free throws to put the Arrows at 15. On the other side, there were 5 different scorers for Greenville, and their 13 points, their first 6 of them came on 2 different 3-pointers.
I kind of like Grayson Hamilton, she doesn't, I feel like, doesn't really usually score that much, more of an assist person for the Arrows a lot of times. So a little bit of a different game plan as they've gotten her open quite a few times tonight. She's only missed one shot so far.
As Fancette has it at the far wing, over to the far corner for Mansigel. Mansigel, her three-pointer is drilled, and it puts the Yellow Jackets back in front by one, 16-15, as Taylor Graham gets it over to Layla Risden. Risden to the elbow. Her two-pointer is good from the elbow shot. It's now 17-16 as Fancette gets it back to court. Down low for Willite. Fancette's three-pointer from the far wing off the mark and rebounded by Grayson Hamilton, who takes it up. Now hands it over to RJ Wagaman. Wagaman falls as she tries to drive baseline, and it gets sent out of bounds by Brianna Russell, who tried to save that one. As now Taylor Graham gets the inbound over to Wagaman. Wagaman to Hamilton. Hamilton back to Wagaman. Wagaman for three from the top of the key. Misses off the backboard. Rebound by Willite and goes over to court to bring it up top as now Fancette gets it. Court over to Masongal as getting it back was Court. Court over to the near corner for Russell. Russell back to Fancette. Court gets it now, and a tip pass by RJ Wagaman is landing awkwardly on the tip pass was Burgess Masongal. As Masongal still down, as just landed awkwardly as she went for the pass along with RJ Wagaman. RJ Wagaman tipped it, and now walking off slowly but on her own power here is Masongal. It'll be Greenville ball, 6:31 to play in the first half. It's an Arrows lead, 17-16. Set to inbound, Olivia Fancette gives it in to Alex Court. Back to Fancette. Court gets it one more time over to the near wing this time for Russell. Court gives it back to Fancette once more at the top of the key. Back over to Russell. Russell gives it back to Fancette. Fancette over to Court. Back to Russell. Russell to the top of the key for Fancette. Back to Russell. Court now has it baseline. A pass all the way across to the far wing goes to Fancette. Fancette kicks it out to Clevenger. Clevenger back to Fancette. One more time for Russell at the top of the key. Fancette, open look, far wing, drilled. Three-pointer puts the Yellow Jackets up to 19. They lead the Arrows by two as Layla Risden has it. Stops just inside the three-point line and gives it over to RJ Wagaman. Wagaman back to Risden. Risden, deep three, returning it. No good, but Taylor Graham rebound is blocked by Brianna Russell as Maddie Hayes will check back in for Grayson Hamilton. As now set to inbound is Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham gets it to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes, no shot, foul called on the floor. It'll be a grab on number 14, Brianna Russell. Her first, team's first of the second quarter. Either team's first, as we're just over 2.5 minutes in, as the inbound is stolen by Brianna Russell. Stops at the far wing, hands it over to Court. Court back to Willite. Willite gives it over to Clevenger. Clevenger gives it to Fancette. Fancette over to Russell. Brianna Russell back to Fancette. Clevenger gets it now. Fancette sets up at the top and gives it over to Brianna Russell. Back to Fancette. Into the paint for Willite. Kick out to Court near wing. Drilled the three-pointer. Court drills the three-pointer, putting it to a 22-17 game. Just 2 points so far in the second quarter here for the Arrows. As now a shot from Layla Risden returns the three-pointer on the near wing. Puts it to a two-point game. As Court drives it up after getting the inbound, a kick out to Clevenger. Three-pointer no good off the back iron. Rebound to Munson as Taylor Graham brings it up. Guarded by Olivia Fancette. Munson gets it now. RJ Wagaman in the corner. Back to Munson where Wagaman just stood. Now a deep two from Munson is off the mark. Rebound to Risden. Risden's layup is good. Puts a tie game at 22 apiece as Fancette gets it. Court, top of the key, has it now. Over to Fancette. Fancette for three. Off the mark, misses long. And rebound goes to Risden. Taylor Graham gets it now. As she brings it up, drives to the block, puts up a layup, doesn't go, but rebound. RJ Wagaman, she just had to try and save it, so she threw it off the back of a Greenville player. It stayed in bounds, and now a foul called on RJ Wagaman. That's her second. Team's first of the second quarter. 3:21 to play in the second quarter as there's a timeout, Greenville, a full timeout. And with 3:21 to play, we're tied at 22 apiece.
So both teams going into their full timeout now. As we have a close game tonight, scoring for the Arrows with 24 right now is going to be 8 points right now. Number 24, Layla Risden, also with 4, is going to be Taylor Graham. Only 2 in the game currently for the Arrows with points. Now everybody who's in the game right now for Greenville does have points. So lots of scoring all around for both teams right now. So we're tied at 22.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Lowell Charter Township, Benton Baker Auto, Green Ridge Realty, and Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
So as we come out of the timeout break, it's been an 8-point game for the second quarter here for the Arrows, a 7-point second quarter, whereas Greenville has put up 9 this quarter, all on 3-pointers, as Clevenger gets it at the near wing. It goes over to Brianna Russell. Court gets the pass, nearly stolen, but gets it back. Brianna Russell for 3, misses long. Rebound, Grayson Hamilton, as she works through a full court press, gets it up to Munson. Munson, deep 3, misses long. Rebound goes to Clevenger. Clevenger stops her dribble and gives it to Court. Court gives it back to Clevenger. Clevenger pump fakes, gives it to Brianna Russell. Back to Clevenger. Brianna Russell once more. Back to Sophie Clevenger at the far corner this time. And Brianna Russell gets it where Clevenger just stood. Now Court gets it. Alex Court dribbles but takes her time here in no worry. With 2:10 to play in the first half, stops her dribble, gives it over to Brianna Russell. Gets it back to Court. Court over to Mason Gale back in the game. As now Willite gives it out to Brianna Russell. Three-pointer missed long. Rebound goes to Court. Her shot from the elbow also no good. And now Court has it once more. Drives in, puts up a floater, and is fouled by Allison Munson. That's Munson's first, team's second. With a minute and 50 to play in the first half. Currently tied at 22 apiece as Alex Court's first from the line. misses short.
Currently your score is 22-22 with a minute 50 to play here in the second quarter.
The second shot also no good. 0-for-2 from the stripe this time. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Taylor Graham works up. Passes to Hamilton. Hamilton bounce pass to Risden. Risden fouled on the layup and gets the shot to go. It'll be an and-one opportunity as Layla Risden puts up the leading points for an and-one opportunity as Grayson Hamilton made the bounce pass. The extra pass there works out for the Arrows in a three-point play opportunity as she drills the and-one. So counted as a three-point play there for Layla Risden as Court brings it up. It goes over to Russell, back to Court. Mason Gale gets it, now to Willite. Mason Gale once more into the paint for Clevenger. Her elbow shot in and out, rolls around. Rebound goes to Maddie Hayes. Hayes gets it into Munson. Munson tried to put up a shot. It's blocked. Rebound goes to Court. She brings it up. Alex Court brings it all the way over to the corner. And now baseline drive. Her elbow shot, or her shot pop up. No good. Misses off the front iron. And Taylor Graham goes coast to coast before stopping and giving it to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton's three-pointer off the mark. 48 seconds to play. As now rebound goes to Alex Court. Mason Gale not able to control the pass as she's still limping in pain from that earlier fall. As with 42 seconds to play, Ava McCormick checks in for the first time. Set to inbound. Comes in for Taylor Graham as Maddie Hayes gets the inbound. Over to Grayson Hamilton on the full court trap. Foul called on Olivia Reese, her second, team's second, or team's third, excuse me, as Ava McCormick gets the inbound, gives it over to Risden. Risden drives into the paint, puts up a layup, is fouled on the shot by Olivia Reese once more. Her third, team's fourth now, with just under 30 seconds to play, 29.5 left in the first half. Risden's first is good. Puts the Arrows up to 26 in the first half. The second one misses. Rebound, Alex Court. She brings it up, gives it over to Olivia Fancette for three. Bounces off of both irons and out. It'll go out of bounds. They'll say off of an Arrow defender. So it'll remain Greenville possession as Clevenger inbounds it to Fancette. Fancette back to Clevenger. Clevenger for three. Foul called. It'll be an offensive foul. That'll be on number 10, Annabelle Willite. Her first, team's fifth. As now Munson gets it into Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes to Risden. Risden's layup no good. Gets her own rebound, and the shot falls. As now with just 1 second, buzzer goes. The shot will not count. The Arrows are up 28-22 to end the first half. We'll be back in about 8 minutes.
And now for a little game recap we've had so far. It's been very, very back and forth. This is our biggest lead of the night so far, is 6. 28-22 is your current score. Lowell on top. So the whole first quarter is back and forth pretty much the whole time. Every time you scored, it was pretty much a lead change. Right now, leading the scoring, Layla Risden has 14, followed by Grayson Hamilton. She's got 10 for the Arrows tonight, and the other four coming from Taylor Graham, I believe, with four. Now, Greenville's been sharing the scoring quite a bit tonight.
As it was a bit of a scoring drought as well for the Greenville Yellow Jackets, as it was a 6 unanswered for the Arrows to put them up 28-22 at the half.
Welcome back to Lowell High School. I'm Trey Cooley. On my right, Kyle Stauffer. Score is 28-22. Lowell Red Arrows leading the Greenville Yellow Jackets going into this third quarter of play. 10 minutes of halftime wrapping up, as this is our first of two games tonight. We have a doubleheader here, as coming up shortly after the ending of this game, we will have the Lowell's boys varsity basketball versus the Greenville Yellow Jackets varsity basketball. So both teams coming out to play. 20 seconds left here of halftime after we had our dance team out there.
And Greenville coming off their highest scoring game of the year. They won 64-45 against Kanawha Hills. And the Arrows coming in off of a tough loss to Cedar Springs, 33-52, as we are underway in the second half.
So it's RJ Wagaman with the basketball. She's at the top of the key. She'll give it to Taylor Graham. Arrows ended the first half hot as Grayson Hamilton puts up a shot that was blocked, but Madeline Hayes gets the rebound and put back shot. Madeline Hayes gets on the board for the first time tonight, 30-22. As the Arrows keep their hot streak rolling, they're on an 8-0 run right now, if you're counting when halftime is finished. So Cedar Springs basketball, now it's going to be underneath with it, is Burgess Messengel. Now a three-point shot is no good. Rebound goes to Reese Wagaman. Now for Greenville, it's going to be right side with it. Top of the key, will drive in. That's Clevenger. Clevenger drives in. That one no good. And she went for it. It's Grayson Hamilton's got it. Hamilton's trapped in the corner, gets it up to Taylor Graham. Graham kicks it a little, picks it back up, and now it's going to get tapped away. Lowell wants a foul. Slanger not liking that, as Alex Court's going to bring it up. She'll get it to Massengel. Massengel is going to give it left side. That's Court with it. Court left side to the is Russell, back to Massengel. Massengel right side to on the right wing. It's going to make its way back top of the key. Now left wing is Russell. Russell top of the key. This Court back over to Massengel. Lots of passing. Now left corner is Russell. Greenville loves to play along the arc. And now back to the top of the key after a few passes. That three-pointer is up and no good by Court. Allison Munson with the rebound. She'll bring it up now for the Arrows. Grayson Hamilton, one-on-one. It gets blocked, but will go to the line 4-2. She's already got 10 on the night, looking to extend her scoring. So it's, I believe, with the foul is Annabelle White, number 10 for Greenville, as Hamilton's first of two shots is no good. As Hamilton's second shot is also no good, but rebound goes to Madeline Hayes. Madeline Hayes gets two to make up for Grayson Hamilton's missed two. So 32-22, Arrows on a 10-0 run. This is Greenville basketball. Russell's going to have it right side over to Massengel. Massengel's got to get rid of it, and they'll say foul now. Coach Slanger just saying keep your hands high. Don't worry about trying to strip that ball away. Don't want to foul.
That was on Munson. Team's first, her second, as she got her hand in and caused the foul.
As it's going to be Russell with it back to Court. Now Court tries to pass it underneath to Clevenger. That goes sailing over her head. Arrows basketball. As Taylor Graham has it, she'll inbound it to RJ Wagaman right away, trying to trap her in the corners. Wagaman's speedy, gets away, going to bring it past half court, running by that whole Greenville defense. They've got to get to their positions now, as it's going to be Grayson Hamilton in the corner. Hamilton scanning the floor. Madeline Hayes, top of the key, left corner. RJ Wagaman now. Allison Munson in the post, and she's fouled. They'll say that is on number one, Bergen Massengel. It was her first, team second, so Arrows basketball. As Taylor Graham's going to look to inbound it. Graham's going to get it. Madeline Hayes, left wing, pump fake. She's going to drive in. Now Allison Munson has it on the left wing, drives in, steps back, gives it to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton at the top of the key, thought about the three, doesn't take it, gives it to Reese Wagaman. Wagaman drives in, floater off the glass, no good. Getting your own rebound, though, and she'll give it away. It'll be stolen by Fanset. Livia Fanset will bring it up for Greenville now, 5:10 remaining in the third quarter. It's Clevinger underneath, now over left wing is going to be Fanset. Fanset let right wing to Court. Court looking around over to Russell. Russell back to Court, over to Fanset once more. Back to Russell, back to Court. Or that's Russell actually with it. Now it's going to get tapped away underneath by Allison Munson, out of bounds. Greenville still has possession though, with 4 minutes, 48 seconds to play, as Layla Risden goes and checks in.
As Alex Court was looking for Annabelle Willite down in the paint, tipped away by Munson, as Taylor Graham checks out for Risden.
Now quick inbound and go left side. Fanset now to right corner, mid-range floater. That shot is off, fighting for the rebound. Looks like it's a jump ball. Greenville's basketball, as their RJ Wagaman was fighting with it with Annabelle Willite. So Greenville basketball, but always nice to get that possession arrow changed to your side. As Russell's going to look to inbound it, she'll get the inbound into Court. Court passes it right away to Clevinger. Clevinger underneath, and that goes up for two. Was Willite, and then fouled by Allison Munson, they'll say. It was her third team's second. She has no points so far tonight. So Willite going to the line for two.
As Taylor Graham looks to check in, will more than likely be for Munson just to get her out and out of foul trouble, as now Allison Smith will also check into the game. So that'll be for Munson. And Taylor Graham will come in for RJ Wagaman.
So Annabelle Willite misses the first of two. She gets it for her second shot. As her second shot is good. So Lowell's on a 10-1 run right now. As Taylor Graham's going to look to inbound it.
That's been going on for the last 7 minutes now, going back into the first half.
As Taylor Graham's got it for the arrows. She's going to bring it up right side. Now gets it up. Layla Risden, 2-on-1. Layla Risden goes up for it with an open Allison Smith, but it's worth it as Risden gets fouled on her way up. So she'll go to the line 4-2.
That's on Annabelle Willite, her third, team's third, with 4:25 to play in the third quarter.
Risden's first shot is good. Risden's second of two is also good, so extending the Lowell lead to 34-23. Lowell on a 12-1 run right now. Going on the last 8 minutes, back into the second quarter. Now it's going to be left side is Russell. Russell, it's going to get stolen by Taylor Graham. And now pass, it's going to be taken back by Russell. So Greenville basketball after a little scuffle there. As Alex Court has it. Now right, left wing, catch and shoot three. Burying it is Sophie Clevinger for the Yellow Jackets. As Taylor Graham's going to look to inbound it. Timeout, full timeout for Coach Slanger. So going in this timeout, 34-26, Arrows lead by 8 with 3 minutes 56 seconds to play in the third.
And at this point, we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Sneakers, Bar and Grill, Lowell Area Schools, Nouveau Fuels, Alpha Care Center, and Raised Up LLC. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli. Once again, we're tied up 34-26. Lowell was just on a 12-1 run, and then hitting a three with Sophie Clevinger for Greenville. Greenville coach giving them an earful about something down there, as it's been a relatively close game up until Lowell went on that little run there they had.
As the Arrows start to break their huddle, Greenville will follow as well, as now the timeout break ends and both teams take the court.
So both teams coming back out now. As Kyle said, it's Arrows basketball. Taylor Graham looking to inbound it, and she will get it into Layla Risden. They'll give it right back to Taylor Graham, trying not to get trapped. Over to Madeline Hayes, making their way down the corner of the Arrows. Madeline Hayes gets it up. Grayson Hamilton, right wing. She'll give it Madeline Hayes for three. That one goes. Madeline Hayes, seven on the night, 37-26. Arrows lead by 11 with 3:35 to play in this third quarter. Alex Court now left corner. Pump faking the three is going to be Russell. Drives in off the glass, getting it to go. That's Brianna Russell for Greenville. So Taylor Graham's going to inbound it to Layla Risden. Now going up the court, Madeline Hayes is going to be tipped inbounds after looking like it was going to go out of bounds there. So Greenville gets the ball back. Sophie Clevinger. So Clevinger is going to give it to Alex Court to slow down. Court's got it right wing. Clevinger catch and shoot, little jump three. That one off the mark. Now left wing catch and shoot three. That one also no good. Rebound goes to Allison Smith this time. Smith has a dribble, but for some reason she's just using her pivot foot. And now it's going to be stolen by Fansett, and a foul called on the Arrows.
That's on Taylor Graham's, her first. Team's third of the quarter with 2:47 to play.
Kind of, I'm a little confused there because Allison Smith, she was just pivoting around there and could have dribbled if she did not dribble yet, as Olivia Fensa has it now. It's going to go left wing to Clevinger. Clevinger right side to Fansett. Fansett underneath, and they'll call a foul once again on Lowell. I think it's on Madeline Hayes, and that's who it's on. Her first, team fourth already here in the third quarter. There's 2.5 minutes to play in the third. 37-28, Arrows lead as Risden knocks one out of bounds on the inbound. And now it's going to be with the basketball is Alex Court, right wing. She's going to give it a fan set back to Court. Court is going to get left corner. It'll be swatted out of bounds by number 10, RJ Wagaman. So still Greenville basketball as they're down by 9, 37-28 is your score. His inbounding is going to be Brianna Russell. Russell gets the inbound to Fansett. Russell gets it back in the left wing. She'll get it over to Court. Court, Fansett now in the right corner. Now very far in the right corner. That was Clevinger with it. It'll make its way underneath. Almost stolen by the Arrows. Now stolen by Audrey Wagaman after getting tipped away by Layla Risden. So another turnover for Greenville. It's been costly. RJ Wagaman has it at the top of the key. Now Layla Risden in the corner trying to jump the pass. And now Layla Risden getting hit hard underneath on the baseline by Adeline Walters. So foul on Walters. 37-28 now is your score. 2 minutes left. Foul on Walters. Her first, team fourth. So both. That is actually Lauren Russell that foul was on. And now underneath Taylor Graham with it, Madeline Hayes right wing trying to go underneath to Allison Munson. They'll call a foul that time on Adeline Walters. That was Lauren Russell once again.
Her second, team's fifth, so Munson will go to the line for two. Her first of two is good. Puts the Arrows up 10 once again, 38-28.
As her second shot is no good, so rebound goes to Lauren Russell. So now with the basketball, it's going to be Olivia Fansett with it right side. That's going to be Alex Court now getting underneath to Russell, and now Layla Risden saves it from going out of bounds as she tipped it away. Allison Munson with the basketball. Munson's going to dribble around a little bit, gives it to Taylor Graham to slow it down. Lowell up by 10 with a minute 25 to play here in the third. Now it's going to be swatted out by Greenville, now stolen by Russell, and there'll be a foul. I believe, yeah, there's a push on Taylor Graham.
Taylor Graham's second. Team's fifth. So going to the line for two will be Brianna Russell, the freshman.
Brianna Russell, as Kyle said, a freshman for this Greenville team. She's a starter, too. So her first of two is no good. It's 38-28, still your score. So with a minute and 21 to play in the third quarter, Arrows lead by 10.
Not the only starter that's a freshman for this Greenville lineup as well was Sophie Clevenger, also a freshman.
As getting the rebound was Madeline Hayes. She'll bring it up for the Arrows now. Hayes going to pump fake now. Reese Wagaman in the right wing for three. Getting it to fall. RJ Wagaman getting her first three on the night. Arrows lead by 13, 41-28. Now as Fancet has it for Greenville. Cross half court. Right wing is going to be Russell. Russell has it. She's going to pump fake the three. Now goes underneath. Off the glass. That shot is no good by Annabelle Willite. Is RJ Wagaman gets it from Allison Munson, who got the rebound. Wagaman, after just making that three, Taylor Graham has it, calling a play as Madeline Hayes has it in the corner. She's going to dribble around, wide open from the stripe. That one is no good. Now fighting for the board is the Arrows along with Will Light. And now everyone going in a big pile. Looked like a football pile up for a fumble. And Taylor Graham draws the jump ball. So Arrows basketball, they have possession in their favor. Taylor Graham's going to look to inbound it for the Arrows. She'll give it to Madeline Hayes in the corner. Tries to give it right back to Graham and just slipped out of her hands a little. Madeline Hayes has seven tonight. Lowell, lots of scorers as well for them.
So that one was tipped out by Brianna Russell for Greenville, so it'll remain Arrows' possession.
As Taylor Graham has it at the top of the key, RJ Wagaman thought about another three. Grayson Hamilton from the corner, no good, but they'll call a block on Madeline Hayes, I believe. That was her second team's sixth now. So, but Greenville is already in the, that was actually her fifth, so now Greenville's in the bonus now. With that right side is going to be Fancet. Fancet left wing is going to give it to Court at the top of the key. Fancet underneath now with it. Is there 5 seconds left on the clock? Four. Three, puts up a floater off the glass, no good. Getting the rebound is Grayson Hamilton. She'll just let the clock wind out. So going into the third quarter, we've had an exciting third quarter. Lowell outscoring Greenville there 19-6 there in the third quarter. As we were tied up at 22 coming out of halftime. And now, so going into the fourth quarter, your score is 41-28. So we have a good game here so far tonight.
It all started with that run to end the first half the Arrows went on. They ended the half on a 6-0 run in about the last 3 minutes of the quarter, and it continued out of the second half where they put up another 5-6 more. Like, it was a 10-0 run. It turned into a 12-1 run after the one free throw was made, but it was stopped abruptly by the three-point shot from Clevenger in that third quarter. It didn't change too much, though, as momentum remained with the Arrows, and they still managed to outscore the Yellow Jackets of Greenville in the third quarter there. Up, changed the lead from just 6, now up to 13. As it was a 13-6 third quarter, the Arrows won that quarter. As the final 8 minutes are put up on the clock for the Arrows and Yellow Jackets to finish this one off, it'll be Brianna Russell inbounding to Olivia Fancet. It'll go right back to Russell. Down to Clevenger at the free throw line. Brianna Russell once more drives to the block and passes it out to Annabelle Willite. Russell gets it at the corner, puts up a three-pointer after the screen from Willite. It's good. Three-point shot made by Brianna Russell as now the inbound goes to Munson. Tripping is RJ Wagaman. Still gets the pass from Munson, puts up a layup and gets it to go. It's now 43-31 with 7:20 to play. 5 quick points in the first 40 seconds there as now Brianna Russell has it for Greenville, gives it over to Olivia Fancette. Fancette now over to Sophie Clevenger. Clevenger at the last second gets it over to Mason Gale. Mason Gale over to Fancette. Fancette over to Brianna Russell. Back to Mason Gale. Mason Gale throws it away. Was looking for Olivia Fancette. Cutting was Fancette. So it gets thrown behind her and goes to the arrows after the pass goes out of bounds. A 12-point game. Taylor Graham gets her pass back and falls. Possession goes back to Greenville. That was on Brianna Russell. Brianna Russell passed it up, and it'll be a foul called R.J. Wagaman. They'll say it was before a shot attempt.
The call is a block, so it's going to be R.J. Wagaman's third team. First, she has 5 on the night. Layla Risden is going to look to check into the game for the Arrows.
As now Sophie Clevenger gets it, drives baseline, and travels. She walks by the baseline, not able to pass out before it, and therefore it'll be Arrows possession. Taylor Graham set to inbound, gives it over to Allison Munson as the trap is brought, but Taylor Graham gets it right back over to Maddie Hayes now on the other side of the court. Now up to Taylor Graham, over to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton, trap brought, passes tipped, and a timeout is called by Slanger. Almost a jump ball, but still having possession, enough possession. Taylor Graham is when Slanger calls the timeout.
Your score right now is 43-31 with about 6.5 minutes to play in this basketball game. We've had a pretty good one, one of the higher scoring girls games we've seen this year here at home. And once again, at the conclusion of this game, shortly after, we will have a boys varsity basketball game, Arrows versus Greenville, as this is our first of two games this doubleheader tonight. And I do believe we have a game here in this Friday as well.
As the Arrows head out, Greenville still talking things over, now finally breaking up their huddle here. As Trey was saying, in about 20 minutes after the conclusion of this game, the boys will play. 18-1 Greenville here to take on the 4-13 Lowell Red Arrows as Taylor Graham inbounds it, looking for an inbound, now inbounds it to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton works to the free throw stripe and backs out to the top of the key. Top of the key goes to Risden. Risden to Munson. Munson in the paint puts up a layup and gets the shot to fall. Puts the Arrows up to 45 as Alex Court gives it over to Fancette. Back to Court. Court tries to get it down low for Willite. It instead goes to Clevenger after tip by Munson. Court now gets it back at the top of the key. Drives to the free throw stripe. Gives it over to Brianna Russell. And Fancette gets it. Now back to Court. Deep three-pointer from the far wing. Misses long. Too much on that one. Rebound Taylor Graham. Passes it up to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes pump fakes and stops her dribble. Out to Munson. Munson for three. Misses to the left. Rebound Layla Risden. Risden over to Graham. Back to Munson at the top of the key. And now Slanger saying to slow things down here as Maddie Hayes has control of it at the logo. Hands it over to Risden. Risden at the top of the key. Gives it over to Hamilton at the far wing. Looks from the right back over toward the top of the key. Now drives in and picks up her dribble into Munson at the elbow. Munson back to Hamilton. Maddie Hayes for three from the corner. It's nothing but net. It's now a 17-point game as a timeout will be called by Greenville. It's 48-31, a full timeout.
Yes, Lowell's playing some great basketball. They now have 3 players in double figures tonight. Grayson Hamilton with 10, had all 10 in the first quarter. Also with 10 is going to be Madeline Hayes after that three-pointer. And leading the charge for the Arrows is Layla Risden, the sophomore, with 16 as Lowell leads 48-31. We're in our full timeout right now. And as I said, this Friday the girls varsity basketball team will be playing at home versus Coopersville, and we will be broadcasting that game to you.
As with 30 seconds left in the full timeout, it's been the Arrows really shutting down the three-point shot offensively for Greenville there, as that's what got them to win the other day against Kenowa Hills. They had scored over 60 in that one, 64 to be exact. In this one, they don't even have half of that yet, still just at 31. So that's where the difference has been made, turning the ball over, getting stops defensively, turning it into offensive points, and that's how the Arrows have handled this Yellow Jackets offense and are leading handedly today with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, as Alex Court has it top of the key over to Brianna Russell. Back to Court, deep three, misses long. Starting to put up shots that shouldn't be put up is Greenville just trying to crawl back into this one, but they get the offensive rebound. Alex Court over to Fancette. Back to Court. Court all the way over to the near corner for Clevenger, as now Fancette has it. Over to Brianna Russell. Brianna Russell, give and go. Back to Fancette. Fancette over to Alex Court. Alex Court into the paint for Russell. Russell kick out to Willite, and over to Fancette once more. Brianna Russell has it at the far wing. Nowhere to go with it here, as the Arrows have been playing stellar defense, and now a tip by RJ Wagaman over to Grayson Hamilton, and a foul on number 14, Brianna Russell. That's her third, team's first of the quarter, so able to remain in a sound spot with 4:07 to play on the foul, but they got to get something going offensively, does Greenville, as Allison Munson has it over to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton, RJ Wagaman has it at the logo, and a foul called on number four, Olivia Fancette. Her first, team second. Set to inbound RJ Wagaman. She'll inbound it to number one, Grayson Hamilton. They'll call a foul on Allison Munson. Illegal screen. That's her fourth, team second. As the pass up to Fancette is tipped and blocked by RJ Wagaman. She drove all the way into the layup lane, not able to get her shot to fall as it goes too long. And rebound by Alex Court. She brings it up and stops, gives it into the paint for Willite. Kick out to Olivia Reese. Olivia Reese, floater, no good. Foul called on Grayson Hamilton. Her first, team third. As Alex Court inbounds it, tipped out by RJ Wagaman, intended for Brianna Russell. As now Russell will inbound over to Alex Court. Alex Court kicks it over to Fancette. Fancette over to Olivia Reese. Back to Olivia Fancette. In for Alex Court. Kick out to Willite. Willite for two. Baseline jumper is good. And another timeout called by the head coach Andy Fetter of Greenville. Just a 30-second timeout in this one, as it's now a 15-point ball game after the jumper from Willite.
Yeah, so as Kyle said, 15-point game, 48-33 is your score. Lowell leading, as they've shared the scoring quite a bit. They have three players in double figures right now, and it's been a fun game to watch, really, Kyle. Lots of scoring, but we have had a lot of defense, actually, along with all this scoring tonight. As the 30-second timeout now is coming to an end, both teams making their way back out there.
As just over 3:15 to play in this one. Just can't let him go on a run. You went on a run to end the first half there, did the Arrows. They can't allow for Greenville to get back into the game with a run of their own now, as RJ Wagaman gets the inbound, gets it up over half court and over to Taylor Graham. It goes back to RJ Wagaman. Tip pass, however, ends up in the hands of Annabelle Willite. Over to Alex Court. Brianna Russell, three-pointer, fouled on the shot by RJ Wagaman. Just turning around, accidentally hits it. Hits the arm of Brianna Russell. That is Wagaman's fourth. So Munson and Wagaman with four now as Layla Risden set to check in. So that's the fourth team foul as well. As a missed first free throw attempt. The second of three is also no good. Struggles from the free throw line. As now checking in, Layla Risden for Wagaman. With under three to play now, 2:57. Still a 15-point game. As the third one, also no good. 0 for 3, but fouled on the shot. That's on Maddie Hayes. As the offensive rebound went to Alex Court, as that's five now for the Arrows with 2:56 to play. That foul was on Maddie Hayes, her third. The first of two for Court, no good. The second is good. 1 for 5 on that trip down was Greenville from the free throw line. As now with 2:56 to play, Allison Munson gets the inbound up to Maddie Hayes, over to Hamilton. Hamilton with an easy layup to go. It's now 50-34, Arrows lead as Alex Court brings it up. Alex Court stops at the elbow, gives it over to Fancett. Back to Court. Fancett one more time. Court one more time for three. Misses off the right iron. Rebound Fancett. Back to Court. Court looks around and gives it over to Brianna Russell at the far wing. Hand it off to Court. Court over to Fancett at the near wing. Willite, deep two, bounces off the far iron and out. Allison Munson with the rebound with 2:10 to play. A pass across after getting over half court. Maddie Hayes holds it now and now starts to dribble, being guarded by Willite. Maddie Hayes hands it off to Layla Risden with under 2 minutes to play now as Grayson Hamilton gets the pass. Hamilton now going to have to start dribbling as being guarded by Olivia Reese. As foul on Olivia Reese. As now full new four of the new five come out for Greenville.
And coming in for the Yellow Jackets, it's going to be number 13, Corin Medler. Number zero's Drew Gailey. Also for Greenville is number three, Olivia Reese. And the fourth one is Addison Kemp alongside number 35, Adeline Walters.
As Grayson Hamilton just dribbling around, now gives it over to Layla Risden. Layla Risden dribbles, picks it up, and gives it over, but a bad pass to Olivia Reese. Reese will stop just beyond the free throw stripe. Her shot misses long and is tipped out by Grayson Hamilton with a minute 13 to play. As now checking in is Ava McCormick for Grayson Hamilton. The inbound from Olivia Reese over to Addison Kemp is tip pass by Maddie Hayes, recovered by Gailey. Gailey down into the paint for Walters, kick out to Kemp. Kemp over to Reese. Reese gives it off to Corin Medler. Medler for two is good, making it a 14-point game with under a minute to play now. Taylor Graham slowly walks this one up and gives it off to Ava McCormick. McCormick dribbles around, not getting the count of being guarded. Now hands it to Maddie Hayes, but a kick ball over and back as Maddie Hayes had it fall out of her hands and then go beyond backcourt as Allison Smith set to check in. Will do so for Munson. As with 34 seconds to play, inbounding it is Gailey over to Kemp. Back to Gailey. Kemp one more time, has it at the top of the key, takes the dribble and gives it back to Gailey. Gailey will do the same over to Kemp one more. Kemp for three, misses to the right side, and it'll be out of bounds on Olivia Reese. So it'll be arrows, they'll say it'll be out on Layla Risden. So Olivia Reese will be the one to inbound. Reese gets it back after inbounding it to Gailey. Her floater, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. And with 10 to play, that'll be all in this one. It came from the run to end the first half. Arrows never look back after that. They'll come out on top. 50 to 36. We'll be back in about 20 minutes for the boys basketball game, taking on Greenville as well.